Bibles, I'd like for you to turn to the fourth chapter of the book of Acts. When in the New Testament they were released after preaching in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and when they had threatened them not to speak in that name, and they said, "We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard," they further threatened them and let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. Acts chapter 4, verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. And they said, "Lord, thou art God which hath made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage, the people imagine vain things." But I want us to go down to verse 29, skipping two or three verses there. It's all important, but just for the sake of time. "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that they with all boldness may speak thy word, by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus." You know what this service is all about? It's all about Jesus. This service is all about, praise and worship was all about Jesus. The altar call was all about Jesus. Talking about winning souls, it's all about Jesus. Receiving an offering, it's all about Jesus. It's all for the cause of Jesus. And that's what they were praying. That you stretch forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child, Jesus. Verse 31, "And when they had prayed," and that's the verse that I want you to underline if you would. "And when they had prayed," and when they had prayed. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. "And when they had prayed." When they had prayed. What happens when we pray? What happens when you as a believer prays? What happens when the husband and wife pray? What happens when a church prays? "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own." The Bible goes on to say in verse 33, "And with great power, oh God, power. With great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all, and none of them lacked." I don't like lack. I'm not just talking about for me. I had a phone call today, one of our precious longtime members, certain things that happened and they had some lack. Said, "Pray for me." They left a message. I didn't get a chance to get into the conversation. But when I heard that, I just stopped right there. And there were two or three people in the kitchen. I said, "Let's pray for this precious lady. She's facing some lack." Amen. Jesus knows how to eliminate lack, doesn't he? You see, a New Testament company and prayer, they prayed together. A New Testament company, prayer, they prayed together. 120 prayed, and Pentecost was poured out. 120 people prayed, and Pentecost was poured out. Then and now it's time for desperate, radical prayers of faith to be prayed by the church. Church, listen to me tonight. Primarily, we probably do have the vast majority of us are believers. And the Word of God is very plain. Dr. Gordon Lindsay used to say, and as we traveled, I remember him saying it, and it's also in one of his books, that every believer should pray at least one radical prayer every day. Have you prayed your radical prayer today? Every believer should pray at least one radical prayer every day. You got to stir yourself up on that one a little bit. Amen? That's not a now lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep you under prayer. That's a radical prayer. A radical prayer. Brother James, when you're in the hospital, we were praying radical, your wife was, we were praying radical prayers, believing for radical touch of God, right? I'm just picking on you just for a moment because it's so good to see you in church. And I, praise God. Then and now, it's time for desperate, radical prayers of faith to be prayed by the church. I mean, they're locking them up. They're killing believers. Bad things are, I say bad things, they were rejoicing in the midst of it all. But they, it was time to pray radical prayers. And you know, we must rise above petty church gossip, hurt feelings, and everything around us, and rise and pray some powerfully desperate, dedicated prayers. Now, it's all got to be faith or it's not going to work. We teach that, preach that, believe that, with all of our... Anyone knows we're a basic word church, and I have no apology for that. That's Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin did a good job on us a number of years ago, and I know that. But you know, even though you're a born-again new creation in Christ Jesus, there's some things you need to do, not to be saved, but that life go better for you and that life go better for others around you. Now we're getting to it. We're not talking about heaven or hell right now, but we're talking about praying prayers that increase the quality of your life and increase the quality of lives around you. Amen. And so as we look at all the things that God speaks to us, God wants to touch us mentally. He wants sin to be broken in our life. We look around us and we see drugs, alcoholism, and terrorism. Folks, I mean, it's getting where terrorism's getting too common in our nation. I mean, of all place up in Massachusetts, up in Boston, little children, young people, we better wake up. We need to pray over this nation stronger than we've ever prayed before. And it's not all Boston that needs prayer. The Metroplex needs prayer. Sin is everywhere. Sin abounds. But where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. So we have sin, we have drugs, we have alcoholism. I wish they'd had as big a sympathy expression for all the abortions as they did for those that lost lives. Our nation is so hardened, that don't get me on that one, but it's sweeping our nation. We need to wake up. I'm going to tell you, folks, you better thank God for the grace of God. There'd be a lightning bolt from heaven that would wipe this entire nation out if it was not for the grace of God and God's extended grace so churches can and people and believers can get out and win souls. It's time for radical prayers of faith. Amen. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voices to God with one accord and prayed. Now, you know, over in Genesis, don't have time to go there, and that's not where I'm, but the first recorded prayer was over in Genesis, I believe it's chapter 4, if I'm not mistaken. I know I read it this morning. And the Bible said, and there men began to pray. There men began to pray. I don't find any other place in the Word of God where it all started, but there. There, men begin to pray. Amen. That's in the fourth chapter of Genesis and verse 26. Then, latter part of that verse said, then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. First recorded prayer that I'm aware of, and I've tried to read it carefully, we have in the Bible. Now we go over to Acts. Now things are getting tough. They're jailing people. They're killing people. Significant things are happening. And you know what? The Bible said, when they had prayed. When they had prayed. When they had prayed. Verse 31. Acts 4:31. When they had prayed. I want to pastor a church that when they pray, things happen. You want to attend a church that when there's prayer, things happen. Sunday night, week ago, this church prayed. I have not seen this church. Of course, Spirit of God was on me and we were all praying. I don't know when I've seen a stronger spirit of prayer in this church, in any one of our three locations through the years, than I saw Sunday night, week ago. People cried out to God and called upon the name. It was awesome. It was a powerful, powerful night. And I've just been obsessed with it since then. Oh, God, it's time. You know, we've come through a generation and we've kind of slowed down, dumbed down. And, you know, I believe in confessing the word. I do it all the time. I mean, that's just a part of my life. But, folks, there's a time you get your mouth open. There's a time to get your mouth open. And you say, well, God's not hard of hearing. No, but he's not nervous either. Amen. There's a time to open your mouth and pray a radical prayer. I mean, I remember that night, I wasn't living for the Lord, but when I awakened from being asleep at the wheel, it happened pretty quickly. But I mean, it just came out of me. Jesus, 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 and all that crazy sound that you hear in a massive accident. Man, it just rolled out of me. Jesus, Jesus. God brought me out of that without a scratch, which was wonderful. Now, here's the New Testament. And they threatened them. Has anybody been threatened lately? I mean, really, seriously threatened. Has anybody said, I'm going to kill you if you keep on worshiping God? I'm going to kill you if you keep on going to church. I'm going to take your life. No, it would be a rare thing. Could be somebody here tonight, but I don't think any of us have had that kind of a threat. But they had that kind of a threat. They threatened them, don't preach or teach or speak in the name of Jesus anymore. And they had already said what? They said, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. What do you mean tell us to stop this? And so they let them go until the next time. They went to their own company. And they called out to God. What happened when the early church prayed? Let's cut to the chase here. First of all, the place was shaken. I was in a house in California when they had an earthquake. Not a bad one, but it was one. And there was a grandfather clock in front of me. And that whole clock did that. I said, what in the world? And that house was built on a fault, as many of them are. And I still can see that clock. And I didn't have a clue what was happening. But I'm going to tell you, when the early church prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled. You say, what does that mean? Well, let's move on here. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Few moments, I want to hurry up because I want us to do it. We're all going to pray. And you say, well, will the place be shaken? The question is, will you be shaken? Will I be shaken? Hallelujah. Will I let God shake me? Hallelujah. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, of course, in a Sunday morning service especially, you'll have a blend of people that know Jesus, and you'll usually, in the average church, have people that don't know Jesus. We work to bring them in so they can come to Jesus. But wouldn't that be something tonight? It's possible that we stand in just a few moments, that every one of us are filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nowadays, the average church is filled with holy smoke, not Holy Ghost. That's okay. I mean, whatever it takes to whatever it takes to win, witness, win, bring them in, smoke them in, or whatever. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I have been in services where it looked to me like 99% of the people were filled with the Holy Ghost. You don't go home yawning on that one. Woo! The wind of God begins to blow. On the day of Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said they spoke God's word with boldness. When you're full of the Holy Ghost, you speak the word of God, not the word of man. I know if the waitress says, do you want a chicken fried steak? You don't say, that's not what I'm saying. I mean, you answer in sensible terms. But I mean, we speak the word of God with boldness. They spoke God's word with boldness. They were of one heart united. I don't know what the answer to it is, but in the average church, the greatest manifestation is a cough. Now, I'm not primarily talking about spirit-filled churches, and yet that's true of some spirit-filled churches. Have you ever heard the choir of one of those almost dead churches singing? They're singing. One of the great. I'm not being tacky, folks. I'm just saying, when the whole house is full of, when people are full of the Holy Ghost, we're not full of anything else. And they were in one mind and one accord. Listen to me, church. Nothing is impossible to people who dare to be in one mind and one accord. Nothing. You say it's impossible. Not to this preacher it isn't. Because I believe it. I've seen it. And Brother Rodney's been, he'll preach until those that aren't are not there. Well, they are filled. He's going to be with us 5 nights. In fact, he's going to be the ninth speaker in revival now. We're going Sunday through Thursday. Get all your chicken stuff done. And let's get ready to come to the house of God. Folks, we've got to have revival. I'm hungry. I'm hungry for more of God. I'm hungry to see more of God in the church that I pastor. All of us need more of God. We have him. I know the in him scriptures. But the average believer is not walking in the fullness of in him. Right? All right. The Bible said they were of one heart. They were united. They were united. They were united. Church, I reach out to you in God's love. We're doing the best job we know how to do. Not that it's the best job. We're doing the best we know how to do around here. And you know, there's only one way all of us are going to enjoy the journey, be in one accord. Now, look at this in the Old Testament, without NASA, without everything. Man gets it in his heart, I'm not going to do it God's way. And so they start building. And they built what was in the process of being the Tower of Babel. Now don't pass this off as science fiction. There's something here I don't understand. I will one day. I'll ask God about it. But man on earth started to build a tower because he's going up to heaven his way. Not God's way, his way. Without oxygen, without all the things you'd use to go to the moon or to go to outer space. Now, track with me because this is real. God Almighty. You say it's impossible. It's not what God said. It's possible for evil to so believe in what they're doing, they're not going to bring God down. But it's amazing what men and women can do that have evil faith. There is an evil faith. Yeah, there's an evil faith. And if the world, look what the world does. Look what they build. Look at what they invent. Look at what they do, giving no credit to God, to Jesus Christ, or to anything that pertains to God. You're tracking with me. Man is going to build a tower up to the heavens. And you say, that's absolutely absurd. God didn't say that. God said, if we don't, did he say it? Or did, if I don't stop that, there's something in progress, and God will only let evil go so far. God will only let evil go so far. But they were headed for an impasse with God. Why would you want to do anything without God? Why would I want to do anything without the help of God? I want your wheels. I want to hear you. I want our wheels to turn tonight. If the evil world can build a masonry or stone, whatever they made, brick or whatever, if man can, you said that, I mean, I've got your mind stretched out of proportion here. But I want you to think, if man, being evil, decides that he's going to do it his way and not God's way, and God's not going to have anything to do with it, and one day God's going to look around and here's this tower coming into the presence of God, and God's going to say, how did that happen? He would not have let it go that far, but God saw something in motion that had to be stopped, because the evil faith, the evil genius of man, was going to do something without God, in spite of God, and God had nothing to do with it. Now, I've belabored the point there for a few moments, but church, listen to me. If the evil world can build something that God sees as dangerous and could, yeah, I'm still hearing wheels turn. My wheels are turning. What in the world, what in this world, what in this city can we do if we are in one mind, one accord, united? Oh, I want to say, what in the world, what in this city, what can we do? United, we stand. United, we go forward. United, we Satan cannot stand. But when God's people get divided, then Satan just has a picnic. He has a field day. When you don't know, he does know. He's got a plan for you. Oh, Church of the Living God, what I'm challenging us tonight, they were in one place, one accord, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now to the fourth chapter, and they all prayed, and when they prayed, the place was shaken. Hallelujah. And they were united. I said they were united. Hallelujah. They were united. Of one heart, united. And you know, the challenge of a pastor is you preach this, and some people, it just right over their head. I'm gonna tell you, if I'm coming to this church and I'm a giver, I'm a tither, I'm a giver. Amen. Praise God. And I'm part of this house. I want to see everything that God has for this house. I want to see everything that God wants to do. I want to see everyone saved that's possible. I want to see every sick body made well. I want to see God's signs, wonders, and miracles. And great grace was upon them. Great grace was upon them. You know what the Bible says here? Essentially, if I just paraphrase it, it says that there was no lack. There was no lack. You know what my prayer for you is? Oh, if you're a tither, no lack for you, my friend. No lack. Whatever you need, hallelujah. The tow truck can never overtake you. Amen. Oh, they cannot, will not evict you from what God is giving. Oh, hallelujah. Your children are blessed. Your marriage is blessed. What your hands touch is blessed. Oh, hallelujah. Do you catch the dream? I have a dream. I have a dream. I want to see God's best in all of the lives that look to this place called Calvary Cathedral International. There was no lack among them. And there was great revival. Great revival. I don't know if you remember Sunday night, but I heard the Spirit of God say, expect miracles this week. Hallelujah. You say, well, how strong was that? Well, in chapter 5. And church, you know, here's another one that I don't think anybody here needs that tonight, but you know, it's getting to where it's hard to find some people that'll tell you the truth. I don't know how you can profess being born again, speak with other tongues, and sometimes not tell the truth. It's amazing how people sidestep the truth to a pastor. That's okay. That's okay. That I just handle that in grace and give it to God. But I'm going to tell you, I have a fear of God. I want to tell the truth. You know, one day Ananias and Sapphira said, we're going to be the king and queen of the church. And they sold their property. And they come bopping in. And they say, just look at us. Look what we got. Look what we're going to give. And that looks so good. Except God knew the difference. God knew that that was not the truth. And God just let them hang themselves. And you know, they carried both Ananias and Sapphira out. You say, why in the world do you mention something like that? That would kill the spirit. It didn't kill the spirit in the New Testament. It accelerated. More people started getting saved. Probably more people started tithing. Now, I know you're going to scream legalism, but you know, somebody's got to pay the bills. Somebody, you know, there's bills to pay, even though Jesus paid it all. There's still things to take care of around a local church. It's like we had a 40-ton unit that went out this week. I'm just cranking up my faith right now. We had an original unit in the original construction of this building, 40 tons. That's a lot of tons. And I just believe that I believe. But you see, here's the thing about they came in. It wasn't how much you give or how little you give. Just be truthful with God and be true with one another. Amen. I mean, no one said you have to give so much or you have to do this, do that. But they came in and both of them did not, and they covenanted among themselves and didn't tell the truth. And they carried both of them out. And you said, boy, that would sure kill the spirit of the New Testament. Oh, no. It brought a fear of God. Folks, we need the reverential respect. We need that fear of God to return to the church of the living God today. That we treat God right. That we treat one another right. That we tell it right. That we speak the truth. Oh, God, that we desire to live clean and pure. Not that we never miss it. Not that we never miss it. But, oh, God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Do we really desire that? I desire that. I desire the right kind of a church, not just to preach at people and, you know, just yell at people. That's not what I desire. I desire to see a New Testament church where people are born again, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, where families are made strong, stronger, where field ministries can come in and be encouraged in the things of God. I speak to you, Brother Sullivan, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. I just release a stronger anointing toward you, brother, than you've ever experienced before. Hallelujah. What an honor it is to have people that come in and just come in, even if they're not preaching, they come in because they want to be fed. I don't have to be preaching to be fed. Praise God, I can shout the victory just as long as Jesus is Lord. So with that said, you know, I want to just kind of bring it to a close right now. When they had prayed, everyone standing with me tonight, and when they had prayed, you say, what time is it? It's time to believe God that when we pray, something good is going to happen. When we pray, I don't know about you, but I need my prayers answered more today than at any other time in my life. I have God, but I need God more tonight than I've ever needed God. I am more dependent as a pastor on God in the last 2 or 3 or 4 years, I think, than I've ever been in my life. Because the older you get, the more you realize how much you really need God. We can't do this in our own strength. This is not just pulpiteering. This is not just long or short or funny or sad. Folks, Jesus, I was listening to John Hagee. They were interviewing, I think Paul Crouch is interviewing him. And John Hagee is very anointed in end time prophecy. Question was asked him, when could the Lord come back? He said in 15 seconds. Did you come to church prepared not to have to drive home? I'm serious. He's a coming back. He's coming. Say, I don't believe that. Stay here then. He's coming back. And I know people say, well, you know, I've seen people that just believe that so strongly they didn't do anything. I haven't met it's been a long time. There's a few fanatics in this church, but I really haven't met a whole lot of fanatics. Folks, we got to win as many as we can before we're out of here. Hallelujah. I tell you what I want you to do. I'm not going to hold you a long time. I want a few fanatics. I want a lot of fanatics. I want you to come forward. We're going to pray a prayer of faith. We're going to pray. And I believe it's going to be said that when we pray, not going to hold you a long time, but when we pray, something is going to happen. I want you to get ready to pray a radical prayer tonight. Are you ready to pray a radical prayer tonight? Let your voice go out to God tonight. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we stand before you, oh God. Oh, God, we stand before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call for purity of heart. Signs, wonders, miracles. Oh God, we reach out. Signs, wonders, miracles tonight. Signs, wonders, miracles tonight. Call upon him, saints. Oh, we call upon you, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, the live. Yanda la barra baba yanda le. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Phyllis. To overflowing with the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, la ba 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 la ba. Oh, la ba la ba la ba la ba la ba. Oh, Rababatia la bele 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 be. Yo, Rababatoria delebe. Miracles, miracles. Miracles, miracles. Miracles, miracles. 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 Miracles.